Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Back now with more Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-453 or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
Cecilyn.
And Daryl.
And we're going to tell you, and Cecilyn will be telling us, about a story from Alsted, New Hampshire.
Alsted.
And that is a town that's somewhat nearby here in Keene, the Keene area, where a number of Free State Project participants have made the move and have gotten active. And in a small town, a few movers can make a big difference. And, you know, we've got the story from Truth in Media, but I don't know how much of it we need to really share because we actually have the man himself,
yeah,
Chris, who is, you may recognize his voice.
Way to steal my thunder, Chris.
Because he was actually on Free Talk Live on Sunday night this last week. So, Chris, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
The one thing I bring to the show, man, and you just got to steal it. Wow. Wow.
I say you do your thing.
No, I want to hear from you, honey.
Yeah, so what happened, Chris? Tell the story.
Yeah, well, every year we have a local recreational area called Vilas Pool, and every year we have Vilas Pool Days. It's a big event. They have face painting for kids, and the fire truck shows up and sprays water over the pool and all sorts of things like that. It's a nice family day. We had a couple people show up, one of which is a Free State participant who likes to open carry. And both of these people were open carrying. I don't know who the other guy was. I wasn't there. I was traveling back from Pennsylvania. And they were open carrying, and they were informed by a member of the board of directors for Vilas Pool that this had been declared a gun-free zone.
Uh-oh.
And that they should remove their firearms from the premises.
Now, this is government property, this Vilas Pool?
Yes, it is. It is public property or owned by the town or however you want to put that.
Now, this is New Hampshire, and I'm shocked that there would be any sort of rule like that here, and apparently you were as well.
I was, very much so. So one of the gentlemen, Gordon Kemp, who was referenced in the article, he called me up. I was driving through the middle of Pennsylvania, I think, at the time, and said, who owns Vilas Pool? I'm like, well, that's a good question, and I was actually in a position to answer that because I had just asked for, an unrelated matter, the deed to Vilas Pool.
Hmm.
So our administrative assistant had dug it up and shot it over to me in an email. So I'm like, let me forward that over to you. And I'm pretty sure it's town property. And he checked it and said, yes, it was. And so, okay, well, by then there was, I guess, some question with another gentleman there, and the long and the short of it was the board of director person had called our local police officer, one of two, to try to sort this all out and see what the deal was. So he comes out and politely asks if we could remove the gun and just from the premises while he's there. And everything went fine from that point forward. In other words, there was no screaming matches or threats or anything like that. The guy just said, yeah, no problem. You can keep it in your cruiser and we'll figure it out later.
Yeah, unlike other places where an issue with a gun would have resulted in a huge police response, the Bearcat being called out. You know, if this was New York, somebody would be in handcuffs.
Or dead.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. So here's where the confusion lies. This area was given as a gift to the town years and years ago, back in the 1930s, by a guy named Charles Vilas, hence the name Vilas Pool.
Ah.
And it is operated by a private trust. He also donated, in addition to this land that he gave to the town, he also donated a large sum of money, which sits in savings accounts and things like that, that operates all the things they have there, you know, the snack bar and takes care of the buildings and all that kind of good stuff, from this money that sits there. So a common misconception is that Vilas Pool is owned by the Vilas Trust. It's not.
Uh-huh.
So I think, and when I look at this, at the action of Okay, so that kind of brings us up to where everything happened, and I'm talking to my buddy about what's going on. The real misconception, I think this may have been, well, let me address the issue of whether this was declared a gun-free zone. I had been told before that Alsted's select board at some point had declared all public buildings and public properties gun-free.
Totally illegal.
Yes, absolutely.
In New Hampshire, that's illegal.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I promptly asked for that. The reason somebody told me is because everybody knows that I carry consistently. And while I conceal carry, I'm sure I print occasionally, and people notice that there's
printing
a
is, yeah, it's where you can see the gun kind of through someone's shirt or something like that.
Exactly. Oh, I thought it's when you, like, wrote up your own currency and then glued kind of the front to the back.
Daryl, that was a different story, honey.
Yeah, last story. So they had mentioned to me, and I said, okay, produce it. Because the only thing I'm producing is Article 2A of the New Hampshire Constitution that says you can't infringe on my rights.
Mm.
And they never did. And I've asked this a couple times, and nobody's ever been able to produce.
Now, of whom are you asking this?
I'm asking former selectmen, current selectmen. I've asked administrative staff at our offices, things like that.
You want to see what has been passed, if anything, in the past that outlaws guns on public property.
Yeah, because as soon as I heard that, I'm like, well, this isn't right. No one had ever been able to produce it.
Mm.
So part of me is going, okay, well, maybe this problem doesn't exist, but, you know, we have to address it at some point. I'm a relatively new selectman, so, you know, I've been doing this for less than 6 months.
You were appointed, by the way, is that right?
That's true.
And then just as an aside, this is something that can happen in New Hampshire where you move to New Hampshire, you move to some small town or even a larger city, but more likely in a smaller town, and you get active sort of in the community and you start coming to different meetings of the town council and things like that, and or the selectmen or whatever they're called. And then all of a sudden, somebody's appointing you to some board, or in this case, you got appointed as a selectman.
Well, he started off, Chris, what was the citizen budget panel thing that you were on before you were the selectman?
Yeah, shortly after arriving here, I recommended to the selectmen that they create an advisory budget committee because their every meeting was just basically a free-for-all about whether we should spend any money. The town had the town meeting had voted down the selectmen's budget the previous year, and they had imposed a 3% cap. And it was almost like the selectmen were afraid to spend anything. So nothing was getting done. And I just said, you know, instead of all this, why don't you get a bunch of people that probably have a lot of diverse backgrounds in finance and operating businesses and all walks of life to give you guys a little bit of advice on your finances. They thought that was a great idea, so we got that started.
Nice.
Yeah.
And this was when you were brand new to town. You were able to have that level of influence.
That was, I think, maybe a month and a half after I was here.
That's amazing.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. When a position became vacant, they asked me if I would be a selectman, and I agreed to do so.
Well, right, because normally selectmen are elected, but somebody, did they quit or move out of town or something like that?
Family issues.
Gotcha. Yeah. So they resigned.
They resigned, and that was it.
So how long are you in for? What's the term of selectman where you live?
A selectman's term is 3 years. I'm in for the remaining year of this gentleman's term, so I would be up for election should I choose to run next March.
And all right, so back to the current story. So you're looking to try to find these supposed ordinances or whatever that the town had passed at some point in the past that were rumored, and no one could cough them up.
Can't find them. It's like a lost set of car keys. Nobody has any idea where this is. But everybody
wait a minute.
Seems
Hold on.
To remember
Are there that many
something?
Ordinances in Alsted, New Hampshire, to where how many tomes of law are we talking about?
I'll tell you a dirty little secret about small towns. They're not always the best organized. So frequently things will get passed, quote unquote, passed in a selectman's meeting, and they don't go any further than they were written into the minutes.
Oh, wow.
And that's it. That's it.
All right. Stand by, Chris. Can you stick with us to tell the rest of the story? Because I know there's a little bit more about how you handled this. Because it couldn't find the ordinances. So what do they do about it, right? Like, they did something. And it was actually a unanimous vote. We'll tell you about that coming up here in moments. It's a very New Hampshire story, this one is. 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You may join us here toll-free on Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're talking about the impact that just a few people can have on the political process here in New Hampshire. Of course, we've mentioned a numerous amount of times in the past that the hosts of the show are almost to a T Free State Project participants, meaning we've picked up our lives and moved here to New Hampshire as part of this movement of what will hopefully be, at some point, 20,000 liberty-minded people all converging to the same geographic area to work together and work with the people who are native to New Hampshire to achieve more liberty in our lifetime.
It's going to be a magical time.
It's already a place that is a good place to start. There's no personal income tax. There's no state sales tax. I mean, there's a lot of great reasons to move here. You can actually watch a documentary film about the 101 Reasons Why Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. You can do that over at 101reasonsfilm.com. Just click the watch video button.
Is the website back up?
It is not.
You can go to freestateproject.com, and the 101 Reasons, the video is right there, as well as
.org?
.org. .org.
What happens when you go to freestateproject.com?
I think they bought it.
I hope they did.
I think it came up and they bought it. But under the 101 Reasons, there is the actual video, and then there's the written list that it was based off of.
So gun freedom is a big deal in New Hampshire.
Huge.
I mean,
.com directs to .org.
Good to know.
Woo!
So gun freedom is big in New Hampshire. This is the kind of place where even many Democrats have guns. And so it's just sort of a different realm for a lot of things here, and you can have a real impact. The small towns, you know, they don't have a whole lot of people living there, and of course, just in general, people aren't interested in politics because, you know, they're interested in their own lives and interested in, you know, doing fun things. So liberty-minded people who come to New Hampshire can actually have an undue amount of influence over the political process, and that's what we're talking with Chris about. Chris is on the line here with us from via Skype. And Chris, you're a town selectman. You were appointed as a selectman to fill an empty seat after one of the selectmen left unexpectedly. You were able to fill this seat relatively quickly after having moved here, because I think you only moved here like just over a year ago, right? Is that right, Chris?
Chris? Did you unmute him?
He is definitely unmuted.
I wonder if your sound card went out again.
Sometimes.
If you want to check on that, I just pulled up. Alstead has about 1,900 people that live in the town.
That's not a lot of people.
So, you know, very small town. Population-wise, area-wise, it's, you know, not so small. It's like 39 square miles.
Chris, so, do we have you?
Population density is kind of low there.
Well, I have reset the sound card at this point, and that did not fix it. So we'll try to get him back on here in just a moment. He says he's going to try to call back. Meanwhile, we'll get into more of the story, but first, let's go to Andrew since he's been waiting patiently. Andrew is in Alabama, in Birmingham. Hello, Andrew.
Hey. Y'all were talking the other day about that piece of legislature that passed in New York about the having to get consent at colleges to, like, move every step of the way toward, you know, more intimacy with a partner.
So yes. It's the affirmative consent / yes means yes legislation.
Right. As it is being called in New York. It's also apparently something similar exists in California.
Yes.
These are the only two states that have it. The legislation only applies to college campuses, students on college campuses, where they will have to ask for permission to make any moves sexually on a potential partner.
And does that include kissing?
Everything.
Can I tell you how awkward and weird it is when a guy goes, "Can I kiss you?" Like
Now imagine that times 100 because the guy would have to say, "Can I touch you there?
Can I touch you?
Can I rub your arm?"
Well, here's the thing.
Go ahead, Andrew.
The reason I called is that I'd love to see people start saying that to their politicians. Like, look, you know, yes means yes. You know, if you want to keep infringing on me, like, may I take your income tax? May I tax your property? May I do this? May I?
Wouldn't it be nice if they actually asked for permission? Boy, that'd be wonderful.
It's just so hypocritical how they just, you know, force this outrageous, you know, consent charade around.
And consent?
They have no consent from anyone. And
well, they have consent from some people. I mean, there are some people who love the government, and they.
For me, no.
Well, no, but me neither.
Reuters polls show that 62% of people surveyed say that they do not give consent to be governed.
Sure. And consent is big, particularly, you know, when you're engaging with someone, whether it be just general or a sexual nature. But, I mean, it's not very attractive to be in hot and heavy in the middle of it and be like, is this okay? Obviously, you're doing it, and if the person is responding, then you know it's okay. And the government doesn't even give
apparently
me a reach around, man.
It's not that obvious, Cecilyn, to people in New York and California.
In Oklahoma, at the university there, they require students who are going to engage in coitus to hold up a sign that says, what? We agree to have sex.
Hold up the sign to where? There's the cameras in the rooms or something?
They tell them to take a picture of the two of them holding this piece of paper saying that they agree
what?
To have sex so that everyone is covered and safe.
But you're not really even covered because a court in Maryland has ruled that consent can be withdrawn mid-act. So, like, you know, even if you consent at the beginning, you're not necessarily consenting all the way through.
That's a good point.
Man.
That's why they need to record video of all of their sexual encounters with the sign the whole time. That way you can pull the sign down or yell some sort of safe word. It's ridiculous.
But
it's
then if they're
insane.
Under 18, then they're producing and distributing child pornography.
That's another good point.
So the safe word is Republican.
No, the safe word is red. The safe word is always red.
And we just lost the gentleman who was on the line,
but share the
concerns. It's absolutely insane what is happening on these college campuses. And I think the real concern, because you can avoid a college campus. You can just, you know, get a job and start working rather than going to college. But there are people who want to make this the law for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make it so you have to ask permission at every step along the way. And further, there's actually a rule in New York that you cannot have any, you can't be under the influence and make a decision on these college campuses. So even if you were to be holding up the sign or whatever, that still wouldn't prove that you weren't inebriated at the time.
Right.
And so if you are inebriated, then they say that you cannot consent to sex. And so therefore, any sex while you've had a drink is rape, according to this law.
Right. And the
you raped each other.
Right. The thing that gets me is if both parties are drunk, 99.9% of the time, they're only going to ever charge the man with anything.
There are cases of this where both individuals are drunk and then the man is charged with rape.
That's sad.
Just like I think it was in Colorado, maybe, or somewhere out in the Midwest, where there was two underage people, and they had sex. It was consensual.
Mm.
And then he got charged with
statutory rape. How can you get statutory rape if you're under the age of 18?
I don't know. They were both minors.
It's ludicrous and doesn't really make any sense.
All right. Well, that's the law. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, if it's working, and we'll test it here in a little bit, make sure. Hopefully, we're going to get Chris back on the line. He's actually already on hold on Skype, so stand by for the remainder of the story of how one little town in New Hampshire overturned all gun restrictions there. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We got time for you if you want to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about making a difference because you actually can do that in the political system here in New Hampshire. Most places, you're wasting your time. But here in New Hampshire, you can actually be in a place with other people who care about freedom. And guess what? When you actually combine activists to the same place, you concentrate your activism, you have more effectiveness. And this is something that libertarians don't really understand, because libertarians have historically been almost completely ineffective in the political system. But here, we've got amazing success stories already with the Free State Project not even having triggered the official move yet. So everybody that's here now, the three of us in the studio, Chris, who's on the phone with us here, the over 1,500 people that have moved here as early movers, part of the Free State Project, there's a lot getting done, and the official move has yet to begin. The Free State Project wants to reach 20,000 people to pledge to make the move to New Hampshire. Then there will be a five-year window of time, once that 20,000 number is reached, where the people who pledged, those 20,000 folks, will have that 5 years to make the move up here. And then it really kind of officially really gets started then. So we're just the early mover phase, and we're already having amazing success stories. We've got Chris on the line with us here, calling from Alstead, New Hampshire. It's fairly nearby here to our very own Keene. And Chris, you are a town selectman. You're a Free State Project participant, And do people know that about you in town? Because there's some people that try
they
to hide.
They know he's
it.
A selectman.
Do they know you're a Free State Project participant? Because there's some people that try to hide that information. I don't necessarily agree with that particular approach. What's your situation?
I don't advertise it. That's it in a nutshell. If anybody ever asked me directly, I'd tell them, yeah, I am. And I've done that many, many times. Mm-hmm. But most people just don't ask. You know, they ask what brought you up here. And I tell them that we've been to New Hampshire a few times and really liked it up here. We really like your laws. We really like the freedoms that your state offers. And I leave it at that. So I am being a little bit evasive. I recognize that. But if anybody ever asks me directly, I answer honest.
So you managed to do something here recently that actually is going to wipe away all gun restrictions in the town of Alstead. Now, there's not supposed to be any gun restrictions. Apparently, there are people who believe that at some point in the past, the town council or the selectmen passed some sort of ordinance restricting gun rights on government property. And so then there was this situation with a town pool that there was somebody open carrying a gun there. Another Free State Project participant was open carrying, and somebody took issue with it. And it turns out, well, it's government property. And in New Hampshire, the local towns, there's some sort of New Hampshire statute that says that that the towns and cities of New Hampshire cannot add in extra restrictions beyond what already exists at the state level. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. And what's interesting is like I said, there were two people open carrying. One of those was a Free State Project participant. The other one was not. Other one was just a local guy who happened to decide, I'm going to Vilas Pool and I'm going to open carry today.
Because so this is New Hampshire and you can do that here.
Absolutely, and it's not completely shocking to see. Now, you know, in some areas of the country it would be, but up here it may put some people off, but, you know, I've seen people open carrying in Walmarts. Not a big deal.
Now, Chris, there was something that you had said but didn't really get to sort of go any deeper with about in some of the small towns, and it's this way in Alstead apparently, where some of the ordinances that get passed at the local level never actually go any further than a brief mention in the minutes of the meeting. So, like, how does that happen? Is it because the town clerk works like 1 hour a week and they just never really put it on paper elsewhere? They never organize these? Or how does that happen?
Laziness?
I think some things are very well documented. So anything that comes out of the town meeting, and town meeting is the form of government in towns in New Hampshire, not in cities. But in a town meeting, the people themselves are the legislature. They are invited to attend town meeting, and they can propose literally anything they want.
So you're saying it's not a republic?
Well, I'm saying what it is. So if the people are the legislature, the selectmen are sort of the executive branch of government. That's kind of how town meeting form of government works. Things that are passed in selectmen's meetings typically wouldn't make it any further than the meeting minutes. So unless we said we are going to publish this ordinance, that would be one thing, and they probably would write that down. And we're going to be passing a couple of ordinances soon, and they will be documented and published and filed away. But if the selectmen just say that, you know, we are now declaring that this road is no longer a Class 5 road and now it's a Class 6 road, that's probably not going to make it into anything more than meeting minutes. So I understand why they haven't been able to find this or produce this, and I haven't either. I've gone through, as I've looked through all our web archives and tried to identify, I just can't. So it honestly, it may never have been passed.
So what did you guys do to handle this situation? Because there's this conflict at the pool, and, you know, there's the law.
You don't have an ordinance number to be able to repeal.
Exactly. So what we did was we had a selectmen's meeting on Tuesday following this last weekend when this occurred. And props to Gordon Kemp for doing lots of research and bringing to the meeting, just as a citizen attending, copies of New Hampshire RSA, that's a statute,
that was pertinent to this, and also opinions from the New Hampshire Municipal Association that dealt with this very same issue. So he brought all this and copies of the deed to the meeting, and we held our meeting. What was being proposed by the Vilas Pool Board of Directors and had the support of our local police officer was sort of a compromise, saying that if you come to Vilas Pool, check in with us if you're carrying a gun and just read our rules. We want them to always be concealed, so on and so on.
Hmm.
They were acting under the impression that this was indeed private property and not public property. That was the big misconception.
And if it was private property, they would be able to set whatever rules they want to. Obviously, that's the primacy of that.
Yes, absolutely. And I would have no issue with it. But as it was public property, number one. Number two, since we couldn't identify a particular ordinance to reference, the only choice that I felt we had to correct this point of Alstead possibly being in violation of state law was to craft a motion that wiped out every possible choice, every possible opportunity for anything to have ever been passed. And that's why in the article we worded it as we did.
So you guys passed something, wasn't it unanimous, right? You unanimously passed something that basically said whatever ordinances or resolutions had been passed in the past are now null and void, basically, right?
Yes. Any ordinance, policy, other act passed by any previous board of selectmen that restricts in any way firearms or ammunition on the property of or within the town of Alstead to be null and void.
Okay, so I found a loophole.
Okay.
If there was something that was passed by the trustees of the pool, then that would not have been repealed by the wording that you used. And if it was passed at town meeting, that would not have been repealed by the wording you just gave.
Correct. Trustees would have they hold no ability to pass any statute.
Right, but they could make a rule.
But not for public property.
Yeah.
It wouldn't
they
affect.
They can't. Not for public property.
Well, they operate like a food vending thing there, so they could have a rule like, you know, if you're sitting inside, you must wear shoes.
Not on public property.
Chris, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate the info tonight. Good stuff, and I'm sure we'll hear more about what develops in Alstead over time. And we'll probably get Chris back on behind a microphone here as well, because he was great on Sunday night. All right, there's more coming up. We got time for you if you want to join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver. Over 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are welcome to join us here in these remaining moments. There's enough time for you. Just dial in now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. If you don't yet have Skype, you can install it on your smartphone, tablet, or your PC. We're going to be doing an experimental episode of Free Talk Live on Monday where we'll only be taking Skype calls. So I'm kind of excited. I don't know how it's going to work out. It might be great. It might not. But you got to try new things.
Are you trying to be a Skype-tivist?
No, definitely not. I don't really like Skype that much, but it's so ubiquitous. Like, a lot of people have it. Mm-hmm. So we might as well have it as an option for people to call us up. And
the sound quality is generally better.
Oh, it's almost always much better than somebody on the phone. So purse.freetalklive.com. You can save, how about 20%, 25% on anything you want to buy on Amazon when you pay with Bitcoin. This works. The headphones I'm wearing right now, 29% off at Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. Why would you not want to get 25, 20%, 29%? You get to pick. You choose.
Why would you not want to save money?
Exactly. This is a killer app for Bitcoin. You can't use anything else besides Bitcoin. And it was really, actually, it was really interesting. Jay Noon, who's called the show on a number of occasions to talk about various different things, he's a Liberty guy up here in this region of the world. He left a note on my Facebook page today saying thank you for turning him on to purse.freetalklive.com, because he's a guy who doesn't have a credit card. He doesn't have a bank account. He doesn't have those sort of trappings of the financial world, but he does have Bitcoin. So he's never been able to buy anything at Amazon ever in his life until now.
Mm.
So now that he's got Purse, he gets to shop at Amazon for the first time ever, and he gets to get 20, 25, whatever percent off that he selects. It's pretty cool. Really, I mean, literally changing people's lives here with Purse. Purse.freetalklive.com. You go there and save a boatload of money on everything on Amazon. Plus, when you enter through purse.freetalklive.com, and you only have to go there the first time, when you go through purse.freetalklive.com and sign up, then Free Talk Live will get a very small portion of each of your purchases from that point on. You can, after you've signed up, you can go in through their normal site URL. So again, purse.freetalklive.com.
And Ian, you're slightly incorrect. It's not just Bitcoin. You can use altcoins as well with
Shapeshift.
That's
a good point. And Shapeshift is a super cool thing that actually turns your altcoins into other coins like Bitcoin. You get to select the altcoin you want to put in, and then you select what coin you want it to come out as, and poof, you can change coins just like that.
Yeah, so when I just click just to verify that I was being correct in my assertion. Just went on their instant buy where it saves you 5%. And there are two options. There's pay with Coinbase, pay with altcoins. Or you can scan the QR code and it tells you how many Bitcoin to send.
Shapeshift.io. It's a very, very cool site. Big fan of what they're doing over there. And by the way, it's a Free State Project participant who's behind Shapeshift.io.
That's great.
As well. So let's go to Nick in Cincinnati. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hi.
Hey.
So I want to be a farmer. So when I'm older. And New Hampshire has very high property taxes. So
yes,
depending on where you live.
Yeah. So first of all, I don't really know much about property taxes and how they work. Is there like a statewide property tax, first of all?
There's a very small statewide property tax that is specifically for education. And then there is a county tax. Then there's the municipal tax. And then there's the school district tax. But those tax rates vary widely from place to place.
Right.
There are a handful of places that have no municipal tax because they are not incorporated. So you've probably heard of Dixville Notch. That's one of the places where there is no municipal government because it's an unincorporated area.
I don't think most people have heard of Dixville Notch. I mean, what is there, four people that live there?
People have heard of it because it's always the first place to put in the presidential vote returns.
I guess if you're like a super political junkie, you might have heard of Dixville Notch, but otherwise there's no reason to have ever heard of Dixville Notch. I mean, what else happens there?
That's it, right?
Yeah, that's it. So, Nick, look, the other thing you got to keep in mind is that, yes, while property taxes are high in general in New Hampshire, it also does not have other taxes that other places have. So no state sales tax, no state personal income tax, and a variety of other taxes just don't exist here.
And there are some places where you can buy a decent amount of land, and as long as you don't build a nice house on the land, your taxes are going to be incredibly low.
There's different types of property tax.
Right. Yeah. So if you just have, let's just say you have 10 acres for farming purposes only, because there's no structure built on there, that would be an incredibly low tax rate. It might be less than $100 a year. So if you
don't know one of these,
no, there was a property in Westmoreland that I was looking at a couple of years ago.
How many acres?
It was 9 acres, not a buildable site, meaning that you could not put anything that was considered a permanent structure, but you could put, you know, like tents, or you could have a camper that was not connected to any utilities, and the property tax on this 9 acres was $15 a year.
Wow.
So, you know, depending on the type of property, and if you do this sort of thing to where, let's say you get the old shipping crate and put that on, that's not adding a large amount of value, but you could turn that into a livable dwelling and your taxes would still be low. So there are ways to keep your property taxes low by still having land
and farming. If you're in the farming world, sure. Nick, does that answer some of your questions?
Yeah, thanks.
Cool, man. Cool. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, it's okay.
Thanks for the call.
Look forward to seeing you out here.
Yeah, man. FreeStateProject.org. Go there. Get signed up. Go and check out that 101 Reasons film. And Cecil, and you said it's linked to from FreeStateProject.org under one of the menus at the top.
The one, if you click on the 101 Reasons, it'll be right there. It'll be right at the top of the page with all of the written out.
Super documentary. I mean, I pay more in property tax now, than I did in Florida. And To me, I just love being around all these people who care about freedom. When you add up all the taxes that you might possibly pay, then New Hampshire is one of the least tax burdened states out there.
one thing that I've noticed when people look at New Hampshire objectively, like on paper, it looks pretty good. But what they don't realize, what they don't see is the vast Liberty community that is up here. The
right.
amazing people, the things that are going on, the number of social events. Just looking at Facebook, I'll have 3+ events on any given day. And
there's
there will,
2 Bitcoin meetups this weekend.
Yeah, it's just it's the amount of things that are going on, the amazing community here. You cannot conceptualize. You can't touch that. That's not like a thing that you can touch
right.
over the internet. You actually have to come here. And there's so many great events throughout the year. There's the second annual Free Coast Festival that's coming up. There's Keenvention. There's Liberty Forum in the winter. And then there's Pork Fest in the summer. You just come up here now.
You totally should. If you care about freedom. If you don't like freedom.
If you don't, you should stay where you are.
Stay where you are. And
please.
If you are in New Hampshire and you don't like freedom, go ahead and start looking at New York and Vermont and Massachusetts, because they will welcome you with open arms. So, let's see. Donald Trump, I don't really care about these presidential candidates, but Donald Trump got my attention when he decided to throw down against El Chapo. I don't know if you recall that story. El Chapo, the head of the Sinaloa, I think it was the Sinaloa?
One Sounds
of the
right.
Yeah, one of the cartels down in Mexico. He escaped from prison earlier this week. For the second time.
Oh, yeah, he had like a tunnel was drilled for him like a mile below the ground or
yes.
a 1 mile tunnel drilled below the ground. I forget. There was something about a mile and
right
ground.
Right up to his cell. And they literally dug a hole into the bottom of his cell. And he slipped out of the cell in the middle of the whenever it was. And he got out of there. Second escape. So then Donald Trump gets on Twitter and says he's going to kick his ASS. And
his donkey. He's going to kick his donkey.
Oh, don't kick animals.
And so El Chapo shot back a tweet at Donald Trump, basically threatening him in return. So Donald Trump is he's an interesting character, and now he's calling for all kinds of ridiculousness. He's saying he's actually talking about Mexico as though it's some sort of terrible place, saying that it should be boycotted. He calls it a corrupt place, says they have a corrupt or a terrible court system, and he says, let's put it this way, I'm not going to Mexico. I think we should boycott Mexico, frankly. Mexico is treating us very, very badly. Well, how exactly is Mexico treating people badly? What, by providing delicious food and, cheap products for people to buy here in the United States?
And Montezuma's Revenge. You're forgetting about Montezuma's Revenge.
Further, he even goes on to say he wants to have some kind of crazy border wall.
Let him build it.
Yeah, I wish we had more time to talk about it because it's ridiculous. He says he can do the wall better than anybody. That's what he says. I'll see you tomorrow night. FPP.cc.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.